Triple M Finance.
Personal and business banking made simple with BCU.
Well, the US share market staged a late recovery in the final couple of hours of trade, only to give it all back in the final 10 to 15 minutes of the session. The Dow Jones fell by 107 points, or a third of 1%. The broader S&P 500 drops back by 0.8%. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ, which has been the biggest mover recently, was down 1.3%. This also means that in 8 days, the US market has fallen by about 8%. Now, in the past couple of days, we've had interest rate hikes in Norway, Switzerland, and the UK. But the big one was the US Central Bank, which yesterday raised rates by 75 basis points, or 0.75% for a third straight time. That was widely anticipated, but comments about what was next were certainly a bit more aggressive than some had anticipated. The market's expecting rates to be at least 1% higher by December, and the Fed now expects rates to peak at 4.6% next year. 3 months ago, it flagged 3.7% as the likely peak. So that's seen the US markets and markets around the world take a bit of a hit. And the Aussie market today is set for a softer start. We'll be playing catch up with the rest of the world. We don't have a huge amount of economic data today to really move the needle. But in the last few days, we've had about $17 billion being paid out in dividends to shareholders. Most of that from BHP, but also others like Rio, Santos and Telstra. Commodity prices were mostly firmer, actually. We'll wait and see if that can help our miners today. Oil up about 0.7%, gold up a third of a percent to $1,681, and iron ore up about a fifth of 1% as well to about $98 per tonne. The Aussie dollar is at 66.4 US. This is Stephen Daglian from CommSec.